Soft is the new hard. How to communicate effectively under pressure. Written and narrated by Leah Metha.
And additional narration by Dave Stokes.
Dedication. To Mum and Dad for giving me such strong foundations. And to my boys, I hope I'm laying solid foundations for you. Introduction. Don't let the name soft skills fool you. Soft skills are not easy. Skills like communication, emotional intelligence, resilience, leadership, teamwork, empathy, mindset, problem solving, and adaptability. They're what makes someone good to work with, not simply good at what they do. Soft skills are often more difficult to master than hard, job-specific technical skills that require years of formal study or work experience. Yet they are essential to personal and career success. Of all the soft skills, communication tops the food chain. Look at any job advertisement or position description, and you will likely find communication listed as an essential skill in the selection criteria. It's paramount in any job that involves working with other people. In short, every leadership role. Communication is especially important when you're in high-pressure situations, such as leading a team through a restructure or transition, labouring under a heavy workload, dealing with technology, regulatory, or procedural changes within an organisation, facing tight deadlines, an emergency or crisis, delivering a difficult message, or experiencing conflict with colleagues or bosses. Yet it's a skill many people lack. So why does no one prepare you for how hard the soft part of leadership and interpersonal relationships are? Why does no one tell you the hardest part of working in a team is the people bit, particularly at times of high pressure, stress, or conflict? This is the question I'm often asked by frustrated clients after failed communication with a team member or colleague. This is the question I asked myself too, until I decided to do something about it by learning more about how to improve my soft skills and step up for success. Then I began teaching people the very same techniques that worked for me. The problem is, most people believe you're either born a good communicator or you're not, and that if you can speak and listen, you can communicate. This misguided belief that communication skills are inherent and not dependent on acquired knowledge means communications training is lacking from mainstream education. It's not part of school curriculums and it's not standard in most workplaces. In fact, active development of communication skills is often neglected entirely, leaving people to muddle through on their own in a sink or swim approach. This disregard for what is an essential career and life skill leaves many people too embarrassed to admit they're struggling. They worry their challenges show they have an inherent incapacity to communicate. They do not. The good news is, like all skills, communication can be developed and you have to start with the foundations first. That's why I've written this book, to teach you the foundations that underpin effective communication. Foundations that, if I had my way, would be taught in every school and reinforced in every workplace throughout the world. That's how important this is. Over the last decade, I've worked with thousands of people, leaders, managers, executives, and employees, struggling to communicate effectively under pressure and unsure of what to do about it. People like you. People who may be successful, competent, and confident, but know their communication skills could be improved. People who are frustrated they can't motivate, influence, and persuade people the way they'd like. People under intense pressure, trying hard to stay calm, but finding their emotional responses get in the way. People who struggle to get their point across in a way that connects, or flounder when put on the spot. People who want to improve the way they communicate.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?